Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
The best tea in the city.
That's the thing about loss, is so personal, isn't it? Nobody knows it but you. Can you help me? Asha, before that, maybe we'll meet one sweet day because you lost someone special. Be it permanently or be it a loved one. It gets easier. It gets easier over some time. Maybe you lost a bit of you and now you're on recovery. The recovery road, and it gets easier. I don't know. Count your losses, they say, right? And better do it now than later. Oh, yeah. Before we close the year, before we get into the celebration, let's take stock. Because no one in the world today understands loss like the English, especially the rugby fans. Oh, no, no, they get it. And you too had to deal with loss in one way or another. This could have been through losing someone or something that is very important to you, something that means the world to you. Hey, you could have even lost something that you believed will change your life. And you lost it. An opportunity. You lost an important interview. Listen, like Pirates fans, this past weekend, you know emotional suffering that comes with a loss. Sadness, frequent crying, anxiety, anger, you name it. The thing about losing something is that some moments are never repeated. Some things are not replaceable. And once something happens, the damage is done, hence the loss. I don't know. It may not necessarily be a person. It may be a thing, but it is important to you. Hashtag my biggest loss this year. What would you say is your biggest loss this year? Is it something you could have avoided? Or you had it coming? As you sip the best tea in the city. Your biggest loss this year. Or losses. Some people have more than one. Tebogo Ramela says, "Tia, I lost time and money. I wish I could have avoided it. But I must say, I had it coming due to lack of planning. My problem is I always postpone things. This must stop," she says. What say you? What has been your biggest loss this year? Maybe your loss is not really a loss, it's a celebration. Yes. Maybe you're free. You lost something, but you're free. Okay? Loss is hectic. I mean, there's no question. Why it is so devastating is because it hits more than one area. It's like the flu. It spreads to other areas. I mean, losing a loved one impacts you financially, physically, and over and above the emotional distress it brings. Being fired, like Benny, or missing a job opportunity because you were late, will no doubt result in more financial distress. You know, loss is transparent. I don't know if you've paid attention to that. Have you ever met someone and you could tell they lost something? Something irreplaceable. You could see it in their eyes. But more so, it was affecting their physical appearance. Not because they lost weight or they're looking gray. No. Just the way they walk, the way they carry themselves. There's just, they didn't have that thing that they normally do have. Some you don't even know, but you can tell the way their shoulders sit, they lost something. What is your biggest loss this year? Something you could have avoided, or now that you think about it, you had it coming? Hashtag my biggest loss this year.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
All right, now, these are the 3 teaspoons on my biggest loss this year. One, you lost yourself. You don't recognize the person in the mirror. Actually, this person is a stranger with a familiar face. You lost interest in the things that make you happy. You don't know what you want anymore. You wish to just slip it off and wake up feeling better. But it never happens. Well, they say losing yourself is good, but finding yourself is better. Two, your biggest loss it lost this year is because you lost direction. You have broken a promise you made to yourself. A promise to be stricter, wiser, forthright, I don't know, more disciplined. But this one incident made you throw it away, all of it. All of it. You are now not only disappointed in yourself, but this casualty, this mishap changed the course of your life. This has changed the trajectory of your life. So when you're lost, you know what they say. Stop, regain your sense of direction, and start over. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on the biggest loss this year, you lost everything. And when you tell people they don't get it, you lost everything. Actually, you don't realize how vital your one finger is until you're forced not to use it, or your shoulder, or your hip. One thing can be everything. At least at that moment of loss, that's how you feel. And even when you heal from it, it doesn't mean that the damage wasn't done. Surviving a car accident doesn't mean your body didn't get damaged. Surviving infidelity doesn't mean the damage wasn't done. You did lose everything. The challenge is, are you going to regain everything? Let me just simply just lay the foundation about this hashtag, my biggest loss this year. Have you ever lost your phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is painful.
Yeah.
It's like starting life again.
Listen. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And not only that, ne? Mm-hmm. It's not like you can go, you can just go directly to the shop and say, give me another one. No. Mm. You have to start at the police station.
Mm. Mm. And your pictures, videos, contacts, personal messages, it's literally like starting life again. It's painful.
You are in my feelings right now. Your biggest loss this year?
You know, mine is so easy. My mom, well, mostly my mom and my dad have this, they wanted to create our dream home. So last year we went through the whole process of getting our, the house, designed with the, what is an architecture, and the whole thing was done. So we get a construction company to start with us. Have you ever been messed around by a construction company?
Yeah.
And now they've been, this guy's been toying with us for the last year. He's taken so much money. He's gone. He's run. He's done. So we've had to find other people. Get ready, 100K.
Oh my word, that is so...
It's a big loss. Ooh. For the family. So it's not just personal.
Yeah.
It's the family. Construction companies leaving you out in the cold.
Mm.
That's so.
Mm-hmm.
JJ?
I really feel
panicked. Your M2 is back, so come on.
Yes, M2 yes. is back. Yo, it's actually close to what Katlego was telling us now. For me, it's property. With my friend, my best friend, we planned to buy property because we wanted to renovate it and turn it into student accommodation. Because I realized that there's a lot of students that didn't have accommodation.
Yeah.
So we went through the whole process, and then the bank approved, and then she pulled out. And then I'm like... Hibo. So yeah, property
did you lose
lost.
Money?
No.
Opportunity lost.
Opportunity.
Gone.
Opportunity.
Yes,
gone.
Opportunity gone.
Gone.
Mm.
What's the lesson there?
Hey, do everything on your own, eh?
You lost yourself. You'll get it. Mtwalwam yangsi. You need to lose that. Maybe you lost it. Now you're free. In the lendlela enhamba kuyo. Eh? Amifaku. Separate with Amanda Black. Love. Health, losing yourself, and so on. Those are just examples of loss. What is this? What has been your biggest loss this year? Maybe it even started last year, and you're still going through recovering from it. Share it, because last sip is coming up. What is your biggest loss this year? Meme Are, I have lost the ability to be my best at work. T, I am demotivated. Oh. That's a big thing. That's a big thing. What's yours? Call me and share. Nico Areti. I've regained all the weight that I had lost. I could have avoided it. But I became big-headed. I stopped eating healthily. And working out regularly. I regret it. Kunzima manje to get back to where I was. What have you lost? is the biggest loss ever for you this year. Call me.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-959.
Indeed, time for you to take over. What has been your biggest loss this year? Is it, you know, self-implicated? Or you could have avoided it? I mean, Moshe, I don't know what's your story, but you definitely had a loss this year.
I had two, but...
Yes. I'm good. Welcome.
All right. During some time, 2 months, 3 months ago, I think, Bangta is mostly a heart condition, right?
Okay.
So that led me to not... I can't drink anymore. So I, Bujala, that's a loss.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's a loss.
It was a way of life, I think, for 15 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, the next one, I mean, I was in a work function this whole weekend. Make sure about Tuvan. And I was content with it.
You've made peace with it.
No, I mean, it's a life and death thing. If I continue drinking, I die or I leave. Like, I will call it like, completely.
Sure. And this goes back to the point I said earlier on. I said, you know, you never know how much your finger is important to the rest of your body until you're forced to tear, to not use it, right?
Exactly. Oh, and now I can't do any intense physical activity like running and cycling and all of that stuff. So if I want to do anything physical, I need to consult the doctor first and find out if that's safe. I mean, that's a huge loss, not being able to just put on your running shoes and run.
Your freedom is gone, Baba.
Yeah, it's gone.
That's the biggest loss.
What can you say?
And no money can buy you that.
No. I mean, even when I went for my last appointment, they told me, you won't go back to where you are. You just like it that you didn't, your heart didn't stop.
Shit. So you can't even get too excited, dude.
Well, yeah, I avoid that for now.
My brother.
When they said it 18% when I was hospitalized. You can imagine, it was almost said quick, like anything less than that, it would have stopped.
I'm glad you're alive.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Let's keep it that way.
Sure.
Thank you, Mjot. Alfie. Hey, Alfred. Alfred is gone. Hello, Percy.
Ah, bro.
How's it, Percy?
Ronald Tatamukuyo. Very sad, eh? You guys lost. Yeah, I've lost someone that I was with for about 4 years. And then, because she was diagnosed with epilepsy, she decided we should separate because she couldn't, you know, according to her, she couldn't give me what a man should get, according to her. She felt less of a woman with me. Then she decided we must just separate.
Did you agree?
But for some circumstances, I had to agree because we were not married yet.
So?
In a certain set relationship, we were still trying to settle in prior to marriage. But it couldn't happen because there was a big fight between the two families, which is mine and hers. They had to take it down to vendor. And then just after some time, she phoned me and said, no, she's feeling better and all that. But at that time, I already found someone. That I'm with now, so we've been together now for 3 years, and then just in last 6 months back, then I got a call that she passed away.
Oh no!
Yeah, and that you know the very sad part about it because I was still thinking about it. Okay, I'm fine. I'm with someone now, but I was still trying to find my love and all that. And then, but I was still thinking about her, and I was very honest with my partner that you know what, despite what happened between me and her, but I still have that thing, but don't worry, because I'm with you now, it's fine. And yeah, that was very touching, very, very touching. Because, you know what, I even showed my love to the whole world, to Mzansi, because I took her to, what do you call that show at 161, that one first time, and we won that show, right?
Oh.
We won that show, and, yeah, and then we went for a weekend away in Val, and then we got engaged there in a boat or something. So that was my biggest loss, Abraxas.
Sure. I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah.
I have no words for you. I don't know.
Life goes on, because now in the relationship that I'm in now, I'm now blessed with a baby girl, and she's 8 months now. So life goes on, Brachi.
Life goes on indeed. Mohale.
The whole year.
Why?
I'll tell you why. He was Kisebeta in a very unregulated sector in South Africa. I'm a medical technologist.
You are a what?
He was medical technologist.
Okay.
You know, I look at the way our people, the black people, we struggle to start our own businesses. Mm-hmm. And even if we start them, you have to act with the white capital monopoly, and they won't even open house for you.
Mm.
And the same people, batahori, go and register business by government. Go to the government, and they won't even give you business. If they do, they take forever to pay you.
Mm.
So, I mean, a black man, most of Africa should be advancing, and every year, try to, but what's happening now? Let's break the mold. Let's go there. But I know, Joe, it doesn't work. Year after year, a black man and a black woman is losing a year, going back to the drawing board every year.
Mm.
But no.
Hmm.
But no. And we want... We wonder why, and some of us get the higher position. We shield them, and we don't even give other people chance already they could explore, because we know that if we lose it, we might not get it again.
Sure.
And that's the sad part. That is a sad reality.
So yeah, it becomes a vicious circle.
It does. And it's like we are held back. In any way, you're just given enough to survive every year. And when it comes to this time of the year, when things are slowing down and you realize you're doing this introspection, or you know, you wasted another year making somebody rich. And because when you can't, even if you do, you know, you have to bribe somebody. And it's bad.
It is, no?
It's horrible. Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry to hear
that.
Oh,
yeah. It doesn't
favor
us.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't.
Thanks for that call. Huh? Did you hear that? There's more to loss than just losing a person, a loved one, via death. There are personal losses that impact on you financially, mentally, even your health. It just goes on and on and on. Alfred, good morning.
Good morning, okay.
I'm good, Alfie.
I'm good, sir.
Actually,
I don't know how many years back this is. I just so happened to be going to Joburg.
Yeah.
And then basically submit whatever it is that I was supposed to. And then on my way back, I happened to get mugged by three guys.
Sure.
Now, it just so happens that whatever it is that they took could have most probably benefited quite a number of people, because I had my school qualifications, I had my business plan ideas and whatnot on the bed. So I was on my way to implement it, or rather submit like a proposal of sorts, and then some smarties just so happened to just come to me, and then I don't know what, God knows what they were looking for.
So they mugged you on your way to the presentation.
Basically, as I was coming back home, because I had my bag, and then it had like important documents, like having a business plan, whatnot, like your business plan and my matric certificate, and then other documents that were very important to understand. With that, hopefully, I would like to just inform them that should they have still happen to think that they've won, they should actually come back again and just see what has actually happened to have done with the help of the community in Tunisia.
So in other words, you're saying From that, you were able to recover and start afresh.
Yeah, well, yeah, yes, sir. But it was not easy.
Of course.
It was not easy. It was not easy. Basically, restructuring something, setting up something like a business plan or business idea, kind of reshift your idea from what you were thinking, you understand?
So when they took that,
yes, sir,
from you,
yes, sir,
what did you lose? For somebody who doesn't understand, because they may be thinking your business plan was on your computer backed up.
All right.
So all right. Okay. What did you lose?
It was everything from the planning and how I actually had to stimulate the business, the idea. Thank God, with this school qualification, or rather that how I decided to redirect my my matric. Understand? I never had your math, science. Well, actually, I had science. I didn't take your biology, accounting, and whatnot. Because I was in an education system that's considered like a school of the arts. Understand? Like, you could actually direct whatever it is your qualification to say how. Basically, you put subjects.
Alfie, hold on. Yeah, hold on. Hold on. So you're saying when they stole your business plan,
yes, sir,
the new opportunity that came to you was to redirect where you are going business-wise.
Yes, but basically that's what I so happened to have done. So if ever they had seen something there, then I had brought up a new idea. Understand?
So in other words, that bad moment brought the good.
Brought a new idea to it. So yeah, yes. I could actually say that to myself, yeah.
So
kind of put up a new idea to say how could I actually manage to establish this.
They didn't take your life. They just empowered you to come up with a brand new idea. And here it is. It's flourishing. So celebrate.
I actually say I need to thank God in the perspective of saying, should they have not taken my life? Understand? I actually need to thank my lucky son, because God knows how that day could have turned up. I actually need to just thank God, rather the one above. Thank God I'm still alive. Yeah.
Alfred, we celebrate you, man. Thank you.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM, 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.